Hello, my friends. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton from Texas, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. You know, the weather down where I live in Texas has been a lot cooler than normal this time of the year in June. Hope this holds up, but I know summer's just around the corner. I bet regardless where you're listening in High Plains Public Radio country, I bet it was a cooler week for you too. Got some interesting story for you this morning, but first I want to tell you those. If you listen to last week's show, Brandon Sargent is a fishing guide out on Lake Ray Hubbard just east of Dallas, and I went down there and fished with Brandon. Caught a bunch of white bass. He operates out of Sapphire Bay Marina, which is right on Interstate 30. They're probably 30 minutes from Dallas, something like that. But that's an awesome fishery. I blackened some of those white bass fillets, had some friends over, put some lemon, squeezed some lemon juice on those blackened fish that were cooked in a little butter. You talking about tasty. I don't know if I'll ever fry fish again. Just a joke. I'm a fish fryer from way back. I know I will. But blackened fish is a good alternative. Let's talk hogs. I want to pack all this in this little time that we've got to visit together, but those of you that follow what I do, you know I'm an avid hog hunter. I'll shoot quite a few hogs during the year, and I hunt hogs like some people hunt deer too. I pick out the ones I want to eat, and I shoot them. And it's where I live in Hog Central. There's lots of hogs where I live, but I live on about 4 acres, right? So, you know, it's not exactly a hunting lease where I live, you know, but it's heavily wooded, and there's a strip of woods around the perimeter of my land that's connected to a piece of land that adjoins a 15,000-acre cattle ranch. So, I mean, hogs are thick. Within a half a mile of here, I can go to hunt them. I can hunt them in my yard sometimes. So I noticed out there we have a big old pear tree, and the squirrels have been up there knocking those pears out. They'll eat a little bit and throw the pear down. So every morning I'd go out there and there's a bunch of pears laying on the ground, just half developed, you know, green pears. Well, I went out there about 3 mornings ago and I noticed there's wild onions growing out in the yard. You can't call this a lawn. It's about 3 acres of just, you know, every plant species known to Texas growing out there. But I keep it mowed and I could see they had rooted up those wild onions. And every one of those pears was gone on the ground. There was not one. So I figured, you know, read the sign on the ground, the hogs are hitting me at night coming in. And I saw some tracks just the size I like to eat, probably 125-pound hogs. You know, you can tell by their tracks there in the sand. So I thought, wow, how about setting up a feeder right here on my own land? We'll call it Luke Clayton's hunting lease, 4 acres, and keep those hogs coming in. I put up a corn feeder right on the edge of the yard and some heavy cover. You know, I've probably got a 50-yard strip of thick, looks like a jungle in there. I like it like that because it gives those deer and everything else a travel route to come in on us, you know, not be out in the open. So I put the corn feeder up and set it to go off just about dark. I went out there this morning and not a corn. There's a hog sign everywhere. They'd eaten all that corn, so they found it. My plan is to park my old GMC pickup about 50 yards from that corn feeder. It's safe to shoot. There's people, you know, in close proximity, a few hundred yards away in other tracts of land, but not real close. Get a good comfortable chair, some good cold green tea, my thermal scope and a big bore air rifle, and get out there and try to pick me out a fat porker. That sounds like fun, doesn't it? But this, I'll be hunting when I do this about 60 yards or 50 yards maybe from my house, and get out there just before dark and set that thing up. I'll give you a report on how that turns out maybe next week. We're out of time, folks. Do remember catfishradio.org. You can go there and check out my weekly radio show. See you next week, hopefully with some hog hunting news. A big thanks to all of our sponsors, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Pyramid Air, AGM Global Vision, Catfish Pro, Full Throttle Hunting, Waterfowl and Pheasant Hunting up in the Texas Panhandle, Ultramatic Feeders, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge in Southeast Oklahoma, Vineyard Max, Butcher Packer Supply, CVA Muzzleloaders, Stealth Vision, Wind Point Park at Lake Tewakene, and Striper Express up on beautiful Lake Texoma.